Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Seven Laws of Money by Michael Phillips is a transformative guide to understanding the principles of money and financial prosperity. Unlike traditional finance books that focus solely on investments and techniques for accumulating wealth, this groundbreaking work delves into the philosophies, attitudes, and insights that underpin our relationship with money. Phillips eloquently articulates how our beliefs about wealth can limit or empower our ability to create it. The book reveals seven fundamental laws that govern financial success, encouraging readers to shift their mindset in order to cultivate a more abundant life. Each law is grounded in practical wisdom, drawing from various disciplines such as psychology, spirituality, and personal development. As readers navigate through each law, they can expect to uncover the deeper meanings behind their financial struggles and learn how to align their actions with their true goals. It becomes apparent that achieving financial freedom is not only about making money, but also about understanding oneself and fostering a healthy relationship with wealth. By the end of this book, readers will be equipped with the tools to reshape their financial destiny and live a more fulfilling life, thus positioning the Seven Laws of Money as an essential read for anyone looking to elevate their financial understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the first law: awareness. The journey of understanding money begins with awareness. Phillips emphasizes the importance of recognizing your current financial situation and the beliefs that shape it. This law is not merely about understanding numbers, but about recognizing the psychological and emotional factors that influence financial decisions. Awareness involves taking a step back and examining your attitudes towards money, including how you view earning, spending, saving, and investing. It encourages self-reflection and honesty about one's financial habits. For example, understanding whether you have a scarcity mentality or an abundance mindset can significantly influence your financial journey. By acknowledging your financial beliefs, you can begin to challenge misconceptions and harmful patterns, paving the way for growth. This law acts as the foundation for the subsequent laws, reinforcing the notion that without awareness, one cannot make informed and beneficial decisions related to finance. Secondly, the second law: intent. Intent is a vital component in the pursuit of financial success. This law centers around the idea that setting clear intentions and goals is crucial for your financial journey. Phillips argues that our intentions guide our choices and subsequent actions related to money. A specific and well-defined intent can serve as a powerful motivator, keeping you focused on your financial aspirations. Whether it's saving for a home, investing in a business, or simply achieving a sense of financial independence, clarity is key. Phillips provides insights into how to create actionable steps to align your daily habits with these intentions, emphasizing that acting upon your financial desires is equally important. The process of intent involves visualizing your financial goals, writing them down, and reviewing them regularly. This not only keeps these goals top of mind, but also integrates them into your life's pathway, fostering a drive to achieve them. The law of intent allows you to harness the power of purpose in your financial endeavors. Thirdly, the third law: generosity. Generosity is often overlooked in discussions about wealth, but Phillips makes a compelling case for its importance in achieving financial wellness. By cultivating a spirit of generosity, you can unlock deeper levels of abundance in your life. This law emphasizes that giving, whether through charity, support for loved ones, or even sharing knowledge, creates a cycle of positive energy that can attract more financial success. Phillips discusses the psychological benefits of generosity, noting that it can enhance your sense of fulfillment and connection to others. Many individuals find that when they focus on helping others, they also discover new opportunities for their own growth and prosperity. This law encourages readers to think beyond the transactional nature of money and consider it a tool for community building and personal satisfaction. The act of giving changes one's perspective on wealth. Rather than viewing it as something to hoard, it can be seen as a resource to nurture growth and happiness, leading to a more fulfilling life. Fourthly, the fourth law: action. Action is where intentions transform into reality. Phillips asserts that taking concrete steps toward financial goals is essential for realizing success. This law dispels the myth that simply wishing for wealth or hoping for a change will yield results. Instead, it underscores the necessity of consistent, deliberate actions that align with your financial intentions. This could mean anything from budgeting, investing in personal education, networking, to actively seeking new income streams. Action requires discipline, resilience, and the commitment to navigate challenges. Phillips highlights the importance of creating a plan and committing to it, adjusting as necessary while persistently moving forward. This law hinges on the understanding that while thoughts and intentions are important, without action, they remain unactualized. Taking even small steps can lead to significant progress over time, turning aspirations into reality and injecting momentum into the financial journey. Lastly, the fifth law. Balance. Balance is critical not only in finance but in all aspects of life. Phillips emphasizes that achieving financial success does not mean sacrificing other areas of well-being, such as relationships, health, and personal growth. This law invites readers to reevaluate priorities and ensure that the pursuit of wealth does not overshadow the value of a well-rounded life. Financial goals should be harmonized with personal values and life objectives. Phillips provides practical strategies for maintaining balance, including setting boundaries around work, dedicating time for self-care, and ensuring that financial pursuits lead to personal fulfillment rather than stress. This law encourages an understanding of the interconnectedness of various life domains and how an imbalance in one can negatively impact others. By fostering balance, individuals can create a more sustainable and satisfying approach to wealth that enhances rather than detracts from their overall happiness. In conclusion, The 7 Laws of Money by Michael Phillips is a compelling read for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of wealth and develop healthy financial habits. It is particularly beneficial for those who feel stuck in their financial journey or are seeking a paradigm shift in their attitude toward money. Readers can expect to gain not only practical advice, but also profound insights that can alter their relationship with wealth to one that is empowering and life-affirming. This book goes beyond simply teaching financial strategies. It encourages a holistic approach to personal development and financial literacy. By implementing the 7 laws outlined in the book, individuals can achieve not just material success, but a sense of peace and fulfillment that stems from an integrated life. Whether you are just starting your financial journey or have years of experience, Phillips's insights help clarify the often complex emotions surrounding money. Ultimately, this book supports readers in navigating their financial destinies with intention and purpose. Holistically, the teachings can serve as a guide on one's journey to not just financial independence, but also a richer, more vibrant existence. If you would like to support Michael Phillips, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.